talk e-learning. The question that we are asking you, have you studied a course online? Have you thought about studying a course online? If you have, what was the experience like? And if you have not, what is the reason holding you back? Because in the age that we live in, you have to be computer literate. So if you have not started, what could be the reason for that? 021-446-0567 is the number that you can dial. Joining me on the line is Sean Kirk. Sean Kirk is the Director of Learning Commons at Bridge House School. Good morning to you, Sean. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Evan. How are you?
I'm absolutely fine. Thank you so much. And thank you for waking up and joining us so early in the morning, Sean. More importantly, here's an SMS that I received from one of our listeners, which I think, speaks to the whole e-learning part. It says, morning, Ebs. I'm an IT manager. And with a wealth of online courses available today with the likes of Get Smarter, Khan Academy, Coursera, Udemy, and more, there is no excuse for anyone with access to a computer or smartphone not to upskill themselves. On the back of that, data must fall movement. I believe a data perspective, access to education and training apps and sites should be free. So let me ask you, Sean, as a nation, are we taking advantage of e-learning?
Goodness me, as a nation, that's very hard to comment on. I think
let's bring it down to the Western Cape, to whatever size you can work with.
Okay. I think yes and no. I think bearing in mind South Africa's infrastructure and the way data and connection to the internet is not something that's ubiquitous for us yet, I think we're doing a good job. I think there are a lot of companies who are trying to find ways of bringing it to lots of people. I certainly agree with the SMS point that we have this wealth of knowledge available to us, and we have numerous experts and brilliant minds in the field at our fingertips, quite literally, and we definitely should be taking advantage of that, and we should be encouraging our students to take advantage of that. Whether or not that's possible for everyone at this stage, I'm not 100% convinced. I think there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be done. There's a lot of computer literacy that needs to be put in place before that type of thing would be effective and actually help people learn meaningfully.
And talking to that, Sean, I mean, it's all good and well. We're talking about people taking advantage of this. What are the benefits of it, though? I mean, do we talk about matriculants perhaps using the platform would have a much greater opportunity for university or technical or whatever further education they're looking for? Would they have much better chances?
I certainly think that being able to self-drive oneself and actually apply oneself to a particular area of knowledge is going to put you in a brilliant position for university. And I think giving students the opportunity to study literally anything they want to, anything that piques their interest is the way to go. That's the biggest beauty of e-learning for me, is that it can really be a personalized platform. You really can learn what is particular to you in a way that is useful to you and meaningful to you. And for me, that's the cherry on top. That's the one that really gets me excited.
If you have just joined us on the show this morning, it is 10 minutes to 5. Good morning to you. We're chatting to Sean Kirk, Director of Learning and Commons at Bridge House School, talking to us about e-learning. And we're trying to find out from you if you are perhaps an e-learner. If you're not, have you ever done e-learning before? Is it something that you look for? If not, why is that the case? And so, Sean, though, you are an individual that's been in the industry. I mean, you're involved in teaching and all of that. You've looked at the challenges that we're facing in South Africa, but you know what the benefits are. The big question then becomes, how do we take then traditional analog education and truly transform it into digital teaching to benefit our learners?
That's a question I think we're going to be answering for a long time. I think we're on the back foot a lot in terms of no adult who's working in education has had to live through the age that our students are living through right now. We're talking about an age where our matric students are younger than Google is. We're talking about a generation where these students don't really know worlds without smartphones in it or without instant connectivity. And as adults, we have never had to deal with that amount of information as children. We've dealt with it now and we're sort of responding later, but students live in an entirely different world to the one in which we grew up, and it's going to change even faster. So I think that is one of the biggest challenges that we're facing. And I think it's a challenge and an opportunity. because it gives us a chance to help students really do something quite different to what we had to do. I think we were very used to a meted out, this is how you need to go about things, this is how it needs to be approached, whereas now we're finding that a lot of those walls are collapsing. We're opening up worlds that didn't exist before.
You know, Sean, I do like your statement saying that it's a problem and an opportunity. It's quite rare that you find that South Africans think like that at times, where if it's a problem, we only see the bad side to it, whereas there's so many possibilities that come as a result of answering that one specific question. Because I'm thinking to myself now, here is the perfect opportunity, like we said, to take all these individuals you mentioned and bring them back into a system, maybe an easier system that could benefit them. And so on to that, though, we know that the older generation did not get the training that they needed when it comes to computers. Do you find that in your industry, though, there are courses that are tailored to address specifically that issue?
There are courses and there are products and there are companies who are trying to do this. I mean, it's definitely become a buzzword in the last 5 years. Specifically, we work with a company called IT Schools Innovations, amongst many. And IT Innovations, what they do is they provide textbook and content distribution platform for our school to use. And what that is it bridges the gap between being a very versatile program, but a very easy to use one. And I think, especially for a generation who's not necessarily as computer literate or as comfortable with it, you need technology that is going to be as straightforward, as easy to use, as user-friendly, and then what's the word I'm looking for? Automatic to use, I suppose, as possible, because then you're going to get the greatest uptake. And then because you get higher uptake, you get greater use. And when you have greater use, you have greater buy-in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just becomes an automatic process. When the technology is hard to use, when the support is not there or perceived not to be there, people are very reluctant. And, you know, it's a dangerous thing to say to a teacher who's been teaching for many, many years. I shouldn't say dangerous, but it's an alarming thing for teachers to hear. You know, you've been teaching this way for 20 years and now we need to turn it on its head. We need to do something completely different. It can be quite alarming. Change. So whatever you can do to ease that transition as possible, the better it's going to be, the greater chance of success you have. And SE's been fantastic with that with us as well, in terms of the support that they provide. I mean, they do full on-site training as much as you want it, and it's all part of the package you have with them, which has been really fantastic. And then lots of my role as well is providing that kind of training and support both to teachers and to students.
Fantastic, Sean. As I let you go, I am Abongile. I'm sitting at home. I'm listening to the radio right now. I know that I need to do something about e-learning. I haven't done it before. What is your advice to me? I'm afraid.
Oh, your good friend Google is a good place to start and look up what's happening, although a lovely place to get inspiration as well is a site I've discovered recently called masterclass.com. And you can go and learn things like, you know, sound editing from Hans Zimmer, acting from Dustin Hoffman, cooking with Gordon Ramsay. These are very professional, high-end courses, which may be a wonderful way to get started. But then really the sky's the limit. You can go start listening to podcasts, start looking at what exactly is available to you for very little resources and very little effort, actually. And you can start engaging with things. Another fantastic portal is Twitter. I would encourage people to start getting onto Twitter as a form of professional development and personal development. Find people who are worth following and whose views will either challenge you or help you find more like-minded people. And then try and find an online community, because once you have that community, then it becomes a lot easier to stay the course in terms of the online learning.
Sean Kirk, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Sean Kirk, Director of Learning Commons at Bridge House School.